Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to Trolley Watch, New Idea Foods' very fabulous podcast. My name is Amy Sinclair and I'm joined by the ravishing Barbara Northwood, our food director, who is looking absolutely glorious today. She's in foxy in black, I tell you.
That's very nice of you, Amy.
Big fan, Barb. You look awesome. Trolley Watch, of course, is your go-to podcast for all things shopping and groceries and food. We have a great time giving lots of advice on what's best in store and also Barb's many, many tips and tricks that she's learned in her long and very, very, very illustrious career. It's a bit of a wrap, isn't it,
Barb? It certainly was. I hope I live up to it.
We're going to go straight into it, but we're doing our very first segment is how we always start the show, Best in Aisle, where, of course, we get one popular product from all the major supermarkets and we rate and taste and tell you what we think our best one is. This one's a cracker.
Because it's the best in aisle.
Pancakes.
I know. Who doesn't love pancakes?
Well, pancakes are just like a food group, aren't they?
Yeah. Honestly, they are.
They should be.
That Everybody loves pancakes.
They're just so good. And what we've done is we tested. Now, Barb, of course, and I can say this hand on heart, makes the best pancakes I've ever had in my whole life. I think I demolished, what, about 18 of them when you made them for me that time. That was so good.
It's a great
good.
Little recipe, isn't it?
Oh, it's a great one. We've got that on the website. You have to check it out. But what we've done today is we've tested packet mix pancakes. They're, of course, where you get the jug for – oh, they're very cheap, Barb. $1.50, yeah. $2.50.
Absolutely.
And you fill them up to the certain line with water. You give them a good shake like you're in your Zumba class, right, Barb?
Yep.
And then you simply just pour it into your fry pan. You've got pancakes.
They're so easy to make, aren't they? Yeah.
But what kids you would think kids can make them. Yeah, my kids make their own and it's very, very easy. But what you would be surprised with, and we were certainly surprised, is how different they are when you taste them all in one sitting. And also without toppings.
Yeah,
because
totally.
That really, really masks
you the, would assume yeah. in a way they would all taste the same, but they don't.
It was really, really, really surprising.
Yeah.
So what we've done is we've gone to all the major supermarkets. We've tested Woolworths, Home Brand, Coles, Original Brand, Aldi's Home Brand, as well as White Wings and Greens. Let's start off with the Woolworths Original Pancake Shake Mix, Barb, 350 grams bottle for $1.50. What did you feel about this one?
I felt personally they were too sweet.
It's really
first
sweet.
First thing,
isn't it?
Yeah. In your mouth, they're so sweet. Almost didn't need a topping or butter or anything. You could just eat them as they were. But for me, too sweet, especially when you do think of pancake toppings as being, you know, syrups maple, and fruit and maple syrup, which are very sweet anyway. So, yeah, they weren't my favourite.
As soon as you bit into it, it was just a hit of sugar.
Mm.
It really was.
Yeah.
Next up, we tried the Coles. Original pancake mix, 350 gram bottle again for $1.50, same price as Woolies. How did you feel about these, Barb?
I actually liked these ones. Yeah, they're quite fluffy for a pancake and had a really good flavour and certainly not as sweet as the Woolworths ones. So actually I did like those.
They were very yummy, those ones. Yep. Mm. We also tried the Aldi White Mills pancake mix, 375 gram bottle for $1.49, so a cent cheaper than everyone else. How did you feel about these, Barb?
Yeah, I also thought they had a good flavour.
Yep.
And again, quite fluffy.
Yep.
Yeah, I quite like the Aldi as well. Yeah, very good for price.
We also tried the White Wings pancake mix, original shaker, 350 gram bottle for $2. And what was interesting about this, Barb pointed out, was that when you actually put the Aldi pancake mix next to the White Wings one, very, very similar labels.
Oh.
And because White Wings and White Mills...
Yes.
Very, very similar
labels.
Same.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And they all had blueberries on them.
Blueberry pancakes.
That's blue and white.
They were both coloured
labels.
Blue and white. It was very difficult to tell them apart.
Yes,
so
yes.
That was interesting. But we tasted the white wings. How did you feel about these, Bub?
They definitely had less sugar.
Yeah, the whole.
And thought they had quite a good colour, actually, when they were cooked. So yeah. I didn't mind the white wings.
Yes. Yeah. They were certainly the least sugary of all of them, weren't they? Mm. They were quite almost savoury in a way.
Yes, yes.
Then we tried the Greens Original Pancake Shake. Now, this one's only a 200-gram bottle, but it is the most expensive at $2.40, which is a little confusing. But what's good about this is, I don't know about you, Bub, but sometimes in our house, the whole, you know, packet, or the whole jug doesn't – it.
Yes.
Know, you get to have a lot left over after you make pancakes.
See, Amy, you'd have to freeze them. You'd have to make them and freeze.
I'm surprised you said that, Barb.
Barb's eyes lit up then because she saw a freezing opportunity come on.
But I know what you mean. It was a really good size.
Yeah, it's a nice mini size. So it's good if you just don't mean to make a huge amount of pancakes. But what did you feel about these ones, Barb?
I thought they had a really good flavour.
Oh, yummy.
And almost fluffy and more like homemade-ish.
Yeah, they really did.
The most authentic.
Yeah.
If you'd said this is my recipe, you would have got away with it.
I really liked nothing
them.
Rivals your pancakes, Barb, but these were
Thanks,
close.
Amy.
They were
pretty good.
They definitely tasted homemade.
Yeah.
So, Barb, looking at them all, obviously, they're not a huge difference in price, except that you don't get as much in the Greens. But I have to ask, who gets the, drum roll please, golden trolley?
Well, I felt it was split.
Oh, okay.
So it was really between Greens and actually Coles. And for the flavour and probably the homemade-ish style, you would go for Greens. But for value, definitely the Coles.
So you got it. It was a dual golden trolley award there. We're throwing them out everywhere. Everyone's getting a golden trolley today. Coles and Greens.
Yep.
I couldn't agree more, Barb. Good call.
Thanks, Amy.
Barb, I'm loving this next segment, and you are going to talk to us all about dangers in the kitchen. Now, it's a bit of a minefield in the kitchen, isn't it?
Look, it really was. Well, I guess it is now, but we had more dangers back in those days because we didn't know any better.
Well, so we're exactly right. So we're talking about, you know, we used to do things back in the 70s, 80s,
yes.
90s.
Yes.
You did them every day. You did them in the kitchen.
Absolutely.
Don't even talk about chopping board etiquette because that wasn't even a thing back then, was it?
No, not at all. Honestly. We've come a long way.
You chop your chicken, then you chop your lettuce. And
oh, we weren't quite that bad, but almost.
Close enough.
Close.
But, Barb, things have moved on, but there are still some secret hazards in our kitchen, isn't there?
Well,
talk us through it.
Well, what they used to do were cook fruit cakes, very popular in terracotta plant pots. So you buy those very small ones or medium-sized ones and they'd put the fruitcake mix in it and then you bake it and you get this gorgeous shape. These were, you know,
trendy
for Christmas. Oh, yes. Or you'd use a terracotta tile to cook a pizza on. Good conduction of heat. It would get really quite hot, so great for pizzas. Unfortunately, when we contacted the CSIRO Food Research Laboratory, they pointed out that these items have unknown elements which actually, when heated, leach out into the food.
Oh, really?
So actually don't do it. You've got salt, they have no idea what's in it and you're actually putting that into the food. So that was the big no-no. We just stopped that immediately. But I remember a lot of recipes went to print with those things in it.
Really?
Yeah. It was almost a case of if you can't eat it, don't use it. Because another one was a common one was making chocolate ivy leaves, which I love to do.
And how did you actually,
so you just take the leaf, wash it and dry it, and then you just brush it with melted chocolate, leave them to set, and then you peel the leaf off, and you've got the little veins of the ivy leaves,
it'd be so
beautiful
pretty.
Shape.
Yeah,
we decorate cakes, desserts, and everything. But again, when we contacted the CSIRO, they just said, no.
You're killing each edible? Everyone.
No, is the plant no, please don't do it.
Poison
again.
Really?
Well, it's not so much poison. It was just, I think they were just so scared of.
Well, you don't know what's in it.
One had to be responsible.
And if there was pesticides on the, anything on the
IV. Exactly. You wouldn't know what people did to things. Yeah.
Wow.
So then we just had to stop that practice.
Whoops.
Whoops, all right. Another one was flambéing food. Because in the 70s and 80s, it was
everyone
so French.
Did it.
Everything, coq au vin, desserts, let's flambé it. What a great idea. But again, the dangers of heating things in saucepans or on the stovetop and having the exhaust on and then having those flames just shoot up into the exhaust and causing massive fires and things like that.
There go your eyebrows.
You would burn the house down.
Yeah.
Honestly, too scary.
You're right.
So
no
again,
one does it anymore,
went,
do they?
Yeah. And you had to put little tips on the bottom. Please be careful. And we just decided it was just too dangerous. Don't let's go there anymore with that.
Barbie's so responsible. Don't burn yourselves. Don't die from terracotta poisoning.
You kept thinking you were cooking for Australia. You're not just cooking for, you know, the locals or mum and dad. This is going out to everybody.
Yeah.
You're right. We couldn't afford to kill anyone. And lastly, and this was one of my mother's favourites, boiling cans of sweetened condensed milk in water to caramelise them, because there's no such thing as caramel in those days.
Yeah, yeah.
You had to make your own. And what would happen is people would put them on to cook, go out and put the washing on the line,
and
come back in, the water's evaporated. And they would heat and then just explode. And we heard so many accidents with things like that. In fact,
yeah.
Nestle said the same thing. They just said, please stop doing it. Please don't
actually,
tell people to
They've
do
now
it.
Brought out a caramel, haven't
totally,
they?
Totally, yeah.
So that people don't do it.
Which is a great idea.
I've read quite a lot of things lately about that, about how to do it. Someone else is also saying that they do it in their slow cooker.
Yes.
And so on a less of a – I guess it's not as hot. But still, the amount of people who talk about their disaster stories of having – and then could you imagine the
accidents?
Cleaner?
I know. I totally can't even imagine it. But
caramel,
I mean, you take that
caramel
lid off
your
and
drapes,
it was thick caramel.
Barb, that would kill you.
Imagine the burn scars.
Oh, totally, yeah.
Oh.
So they were really big no-nos in those days. Thank God we don't do any of those anymore.
Well, I think a few of them, you know, people still do. I mean, especially the boiling condensed milk. I know that's still very popular.
Yeah.
But.
Not to be encouraged, Amy.
But to say, we might leave that one out.
Indeed.
Of the recipes. Good advice, Barb.
Thanks, Amy.
I feel like safety warnings. I love it. Now, Barb, it's been a while since I hit you up with a blind taste test. I'm pretty excited about this one.
Yes.
This, of course, is where I get certain foods. We've done vegan food versus, proper meat.
Yes.
And we've done a few things, but this week it's a really fun one. I'm giving you two versions of the same thing, a really cheap version and a really expensive version.
Yes.
And I want you to tell me which is which.
Okay. That's
very
exciting,
Amy.
Yeah, oh, I'm up for it. Yes.
All right, first up, I am giving you.
Yes.
This is, I've got the traditional mint slice biscuit.
Yep.
And I have the Audi version of the mint slice biscuit. All right, I'm going to give them both to you.
Thank you.
Taste this one. To tell me which one you like the best, Barb. I love a mint slice. Eat them morning, noon, and night. And now this is the other one.
Thank you, Amy.
That's all right.
Yummy.
Of course it's yummy. It's the greatest biscuit in Australia. Can you pick what's what?
I probably liked the first one best.
The first one is the Audi version.
Well, I prefer the first one.
Wow. All right. Yep. Surprising.
It's very surprising.
Next up is a pretty exciting one. I have the two types of soft cheese. I have the Audi Le Pavé cheese, which, of course, is their very, very celebrated cheese.
Yes.
Big cues when it first came out. It's been lauded as being the, you know, the as good as the fancy French versions. You can buy it for $5.99 at Audi, and they've just made it permanent on stock now. And I've also got here a very, very fancy French soft ripened cheese, which costs $18.99 for 200 grams, so a lot more expensive. How do we pronounce this? Dennis?
Le Delice des Crémiers.
Oh, that's very fancy.
Here
you go, Barb.
Fancy. Yum.
All right, I'm giving you two lots of cheese.
That sounds good.
Knock yourself out.
Okay.
Only I know which is which. I'm going to give Dennis some too. I can see him looking at my cheese stash. Very, very excited, as you should be. I'm big fans of both. I don't envy you at all.
Yum.
Which one?
That's pretty yum.
They're both yum, aren't they?
You know, there's not much difference in the flavour at all.
No.
For the really soft creamy, I prefer the last one.
Yeah.
That really melty, but the flavour really of both of them, it's
The flavour is almost identical.
Almost the same, yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. And it's more a texture thing, to be honest.
Well, you chose the more expensive one for being more creamy and more gooey, which it definitely is. But I do feel like that once the Aldi ones comes to room temperature a little bit more.
Yeah. But also, Amy, for that price, that's fantastic. Because really, the
flavour
is the same.
How much of a heart attack did you have, Barb, paying $19 for a block of cheese?
I actually couldn't wait to try it or try one of them. I don't think I've ever paid that much for cheese.
You like a bargain,
beautiful.
Don't you?
Well, I guess also if you're paying that much money, you want to know it's going to be good before you invest in it. Because you could buy it and then go, gee, I didn't think much of that.
It's bloody nice cheese.
That's beautiful, isn't it?
So, Barb, you didn't pick the mint slices. You did pick the cheese, but you thought they were both amazing.
Oh, amazing, amazing. And for the value, I'd be buying the Aldi.
Yum.
Yeah, really yum.
Well done, Barb.
Thanks, Amy.
Barb, next up we're going to talk about the most impressive meal I cooked this week. Now, I'm betting you do a lot of impressive meals, Barb. I reckon everything that comes out of your kitchen is an absolute cracker. But what was your best meal or dessert that you whipped up this week?
I have to be honest, Amy, I did make the Nutty Snickers cheesecake.
We've had that on the website before and it's a cracker,
isn't it?
We have,
but it was my sister's and brother-in-law's wedding anniversary and I thought they love cheesecake more than anything else. I'm going to make this as a present for them. Oh. So I did. And it was beautiful. I took it around and they were just so excited. All those Snickers on top. I always put a few extras on.
Of course, Barb. And sneak a few in your mouth when you make that.
It was just so chocolatey. And the good thing is it doesn't have gelatin in it. So it's really quite an easy recipe to make. It's great.
And whip it up.
I love it. Yeah, it was really good.
And did you get a high five? When
I got a big high five.
Oh,
yeah.
That's what we like to hear.
So what was yours, Amy? What did you create this week?
Barb. You had it in the mag a few weeks ago and I made for my family the burger bowls.
Oh,
do you remember that?
Yes, I do. Yes.
What you do, guys, is it's kind of like a burger. At first I thought, this is just a burger in a bowl. Like instead of having the buns, it's just like a bit of salad. But actually when you read the recipe, it's a lot more – well, it's delicious, to be honest, it's more involved than that. But I made that for my family. Now, Barb, I've spoken to you before. They're a fussy lot, my children.
Yes.
And this got the high five from all of them.
That's good, isn't it?
Queenie, my daughter, was very kind of like, you know what, why can't we just have a burger? Why do we have to do this? Why don't I? I said, you know what, let's expand our horizons. I made it. The interesting thing is you get your instead of making a beef patty, you get the patty and you kind of mold it up at the sides and in the middle you put a mixture which was sliced bacon, sliced onion and mustard. You mix it up and you put it in there and you put it in the oven and that kind of sits on top of your salads. You put a bit of the burger sauce on there from it was a big hit.
That's good.
That's all I can say. It was a big hit and I have had a lot of requests since then.
That's great. It's nice to do something different too, isn't it?
Well, yeah. And that's when I said, of course I can make burgers. Mm. You know.
And they're easier. You've always got those things on hand probably too.
This was yum. It was yum and it was super impressive. Go make it, everyone.
Yep. And the Snickers cheesecake.
It's a bit of a meal in one, isn't it?
Sure is.
Love it, Barb. And fabulous. There's a lot of new products in stores, aren't there? A lot of you stroll through the supermarket aisles.
Every week there's something new.
There's something new. I see that Woolworths have just brought in out cheeseburger spring rolls.
Yes.
Everyone's doing something new and it's great to see, especially in the ready-made meal sections. I'm finding a lot of
new. They seem to be increasing, don't they?
Yeah, a lot of new additions. But we've been shopping this week. Talk me through three new things you've seen, what you thought of them.
Sure. I found some frozen golden crispy halloumi fries.
Oh.
So they're made with Greek halloumi, packed in Spain, a 90-gram box, $4 from Aldi.
Mm.
And all you do is you put them on a tray, bake them in the oven 8 to 10 minutes. Look, they look good. The only thing is I thought the cheese was a bit chewy for me.
And I've actually had these as well.
And I thought the coating could have been a bit crisper. They're a little bit oily, but I guess the cheese is oily anyway.
And if you go a bit past that 10 minutes, they go super dry.
Yeah,
That's the only thing. So
I had lots of lemon on them.
Yeah.
As I said, I don't know if I would buy those again, but I just love trying new products. So
and
I'm
how
up for
good
this.
Is a halloumi fry? Hello.
Oh, I love halloumi. Ooh. The next one I tried were Magnum Classic dairy-free frozen desserts.
Ooh,
it came as a three-pack.
Dairy-free. That's interesting.
Made in Italy, certified vegan. $7.
Yes.
But that's all right because it's a Magnum. I got these from Woolworths.
Right up there with Louis Vuitton.
They were amazing. I gave one to my husband because when we sit up in bed and we've had the chips and the everything else
and
the alcohol.
You and Barb and Ken love nothing more than sitting up in bed at night.
We do.
The cat's in between you.
Who gets two twisties.
Yes.
That's all she's entitled to.
You've got your twisties, you've got your ice
alcohol,
cream, and you've got your wine and you watch a bit of TV, don't you?
Yes, we've done this.
Welcome to Ken and Barb's marriage.
And then we always finish with something sweet.
I bet you do, Barb. Okay.
It was either a cherry ripe or something. So I gave him a Magnum. And I didn't tell him
it
was a
dairy free. That's what I was going to ask you.
No, I didn't say anything. I said, try this. So he ate and said, that was really delicious. That was really good. Wow. I said, really? That's great. Do you realise that's actually dairy free? He couldn't believe it. It's so creamy because usually dairy free things are a bit icy.
Yeah.
And they've got a different texture.
I reckon if you'd told him beforehand, he wouldn't have.
He wouldn't have tried it. But it's actually made with a blend of coconut oil and pea protein.
Oh.
But God, it was good. It was really good. So that was a win for me.
Love that. Yes.
And the last one was Chan's vegetable spring rolls.
Oh, Barbie, speaking my language, you know I love a spring roll.
So do I. But these are little fat plump ones. 15 to a box in the fridge section for $5. Assorted vegetables with taro glass noodles, spring roll pastry made in Vietnam.
Oh.
Bake them in the oven, again, 12, 15 minutes. Beautiful, crisp.
I am drooling.
And a really lovely filling. You know how sometimes
the
frozen ones don't have as much filling in them?
Yes.
It's going to be all pastry. These were delicious.
We did our best in Nile on spring rolls.
Yeah.
It was one of the greatest days of my life because I got to eat 300 spring rolls for work.
But these were honestly twice the size. They were just short. But a lot of filling in them. So they were beautiful. Would I buy them again? Absolutely.
Oh, I am running to get those. Trust me. Well, I went a little – I'm not as – you've probably been a little bit healthier than me. I went – have you seen the new mint Maltesers?
No.
Do yourself a favour, Barb. Mint-flavoured Maltesers. You know really? I love a mint slice. I love anything really mint. I love a sweet mint thing. They were so Moorish. I powered through a packet of those in about 12 seconds.
Wow.
It was impressive. It was
good.
Olympic strength
and
kind of.
Are they green inside? Like white green.
They're like sort of little arrow balls. They're so good. They were really yummy.
Yeah,
I also tried. Now, I'm really excited about this one. I also had a bit of an interesting ice cream experience. There's a new ice cream out that's sugar-free called Donata. And what I've actually read about this, because this is a big fan for people who are doing the keto diet because it's keto friendly.
Yes.
So you can have this ice cream and still lose 800 kilos. It's,
wow.
You know, that's my – if only they brought out a spring roll that I could do that with.
That's good. And does it come in lots of flavours?
Yeah, it comes in two flavours, vanilla and double choc, but it is expensive. That's what I'll tell you. It's $11.50. Yep. So I think it's about 500 grams a carton. But you can't obviously have a lot.
No.
But it's 99.9% it's sugar-free and it's yum.
Gee.
It's yum, yum, yum.
That's good, isn't it?
But
very
yeah,
good.
Expensive, yep, but worth it. Especially if you're on a diet and you just want a little treat, it's
worth
it.
I know, totally, yes.
I also tried.
Yes.
The wasabi Doritos. I'm a big wasabi fan. I love – I could even eat wasabi by itself.
You don't find them too hot?
No,
too
I love
overpowering?
Hot. No.
Okay. You like
now,
the heat?
You have to like wasabi to like these.
Yes.
It definitely gets into your nose.
Yes.
It's got that – it's like wasabi peas.
I know,
it has
yes,
that real kind mm-hmm, of wasabi flavour. But they were Moorish. I mean, I'm pretty sure they were fat-free, so it's okay to eat an entire packet in one go, which is pretty much
what I did.
But they were delicious.
That's good.
You have to really love wasabi, though.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a real...
Are they like a family bag or more like for one or two?
I just bought the small packet.
Yes, okay.
They were kind of a snack. I don't even know what you would put them with. Like, I don't think you'd really have them as a dip.
No.
Like, they're
just
a bit
put on their
too,
own.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're really yum. They were yum.
That's interesting.
So that's me, Barb.
Oh, I love
I'm
this.
Gonna go the gym and work off
everything
that I've eaten today.
Good on
Barb,
you, Amy.
Thank you for joining me for another great Tolly Watch.
It's a pleasure.
Guys, don't forget to rate, review and subscribe to us where you find all great podcasts. And we're going to be back again next week with Barb. I hope she wears something just as ravishing because she's been a delight to look at today.
Oh, thanks, Amy.
Wow.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.